On Friday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, it's time for a little first round forecast. Well, we predict what team is in for a big time upset. And of course, doing what we do, baby, it's time to pay those bills via some betting. Big time bets, locks of the night, DFS target. Happy Friday, baby. Let's get this money.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back inside the lab, everybody. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Steel Roden and Big Flip Livingstone. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day, Monday to Friday. You know where to find us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you find your favorite and hottest content, you will find us. So thank you for showing us that love every single day. Happy Friday, everybody. I said it off the top. It is a good day to be here. We only have 1 week left of the NHL regular season. The countdown is officially on to when it matters most in the NHL. And on today's episode, we are doing a little first round forecast, taking a look at three teams that are poised to make a big first round upset. Steel, you know I love me some upset talk. We're going to get into that in a second. And of course, it's a four-game betting board, but I have a bunch of picks that I'm feeling in a big way. Steel has some DFS targets ready to roll. We're heating up again, baby. We're heating up in a big way. The picks are starting to bang again, and I'm feeling it just in time to stack this playoff money, Steel. But first round playoffs. Upsets happen all the time. We see some big names drop out in the first round, and I'm wondering who you think is poised to do some upsetting come about a week and change from now, my friend.
Yeah, it's tough to figure out who, you know, who's even going to upset a team because all these teams are so good. You look at the Central Division, Minnesota and St. Louis. There's, you know, whatever team wins there's not going to be an upset because they're so good. Same with Toronto and Tampa. Those teams are going to battle it out. Yep. It's very tough to pick an upset right now. But for me, in the Eastern Conference, I think it has to be the Boston Bruins. Mm-hmm. And whether they're going to finish first in the wild card spot. I know they're 1 point back in the Tampa Bay Lightning. They could potentially get there. I don't think it happens. But for me, it's the Boston Bruins. And either way, they're going up against the Carolina Hurricanes or potentially the New York Rangers if they can, you know, clinch that first spot in the Metropolitan. So both of those very tough teams to go up against. I already explained in yesterday's episode that the Boston Bruins have not matched up well against Carolina. They won all three games. Carolina outscored them 16-1. They had two shutouts. So it's not a good matchup already right now with Carolina. And if New York potentially gets to that first spot, they don't play well against the New York Rangers either. The first two games, the Rangers beat them. They outscored them 7-3, a very low scoring games. They play this Saturday, their third and final meeting. I don't think Boston wins either of these series, but it's not a far stretch to say that they have the chance to still win. It's because they can win this, but the way that things have trended in the regular season, it's not matching well for them.
Yeah, and one of the things that I was going to say off the jump, and, you know, track record, you know I love that. I talk about that daily. To me, that means a lot when it comes to making bets, to making predictions. The playoffs is such a different animal that I really do think, given how good that top line is when they're healthy, and I think that's a caveat, though, because David Pastrnak is injured right now. So that top line, I think, for me, keeps this team in the conversation for any playoff round. But you said it, Steele. There are so many good teams lined up that, and I think we talked about it maybe last week, there are going to be some teams left on the first round cutting room floor that had serious cup aspirations. And I just think that given how pesky this Boston Bruins team is, that's how I describe them, as pesky. They have that track record to be a tough out. I don't know if the Carolina Hurricanes want a piece of this team right now, especially without Freddie Anderson. If Freddie can't go game one, I don't know. I'd maybe give this a bit of a coin flip series, even though you mentioned it. Carolina has dominated them in the regular season, so that's interesting. And what really is the big question mark for me, Steele, aside from secondary scoring in Boston, it's in the cage, and I know they've been great, but this is a different series. I'm going to take Freddie Anderson all day over Jeremy Swayman if that's the lineup, or Linus Allmark. I hope Freddie comes back because he's just been so good this season. But of any of the teams in the East, for me, it's the Boston Bruins. That could potentially make some noise if that top line can go, Steele.
Yeah, and you said it yourself, that top line needs to be, you know, the top line and the most productive line for the Bruins. However, the bottom six forwards, especially that third line with Craig Smith, Erik Haula, Charlie Coyle as well, who we've talked about a couple of times, they have stepped up in the last month and getting that secondary scoring. But you're right, everything goes through that top line, Pasternak, Marchand, even Taylor Hall. So, you're right. Everything goes through them. I still think Carolina takes this one.
Yeah, hey, I'm not going to be one of those people who, and hey, stay tuned, because not even big time bets on today's episode, but Steele and I are going to be coming in hot with a bunch of playoff picks, predictions, and breakdowns. So make sure that you are smashing that subscribe button, hitting the follow button, and don't miss a single pick or prediction coming out the gate. But you're right, Steele. I'm not going to be probably laying any money on this upset per se, but I'll be keeping a close eye on this series, because if Freddie Anderson isn't in net and it's Antti Raanta, and I know he's a solid backup, this series becomes a lot more even, in my opinion, and one that is ripe for an upset. Speaking of which, let's jump over to the Western Conference. You texted me earlier. You knew who I was going to go for my upset, so let me just leave it at this. You know I'm going Nashville, but where are you going?
Well, I'm actually going with the LA Kings, and it's a lot to ask for because Drew Doughty is out for the rest of the year, and their defensive group is kind of just obliterated. Yes. It's not even close to what it is compared to who they're going to be going up against, and that's probably the Edmonton Oilers, and that's kind of saying a lot of how important Drew Doughty is to this lineup. Mm-hmm. But still, I think this could be the team that upsets the Edmonton Oilers in the first round if they go up against each other. Like I said, the defense obviously is in favor of the Edmonton Oilers. However, even with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, I really like the LA Kings forward core and forward group up and down the lineup. Got a lot of big bodies, a lot of physical guys, and still, Anze Kopitar, Adrian Kempe, Philip Deneau are really scoring a lot of goals and being the guys that they need them to be. So I really like the forward core up front. And I've said this so many times, I have no faith in Mikko Koskinen or Mike Smith come playoff time. Yeah. And so because of that, as well as we've just seen the way that Quick and Cal Peterson have played this season, I think the goalie situation heavily favors the LA Kings as well. But obviously going up against Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, they can make anything happen. So that's the big key and the big, you know, they're going to have to really contain them to the outside and not give them a lot of room to work with. The one thing that does, you know, kind of go in favor for the Edmonton Oilers is that they've won 3 out of 4 games in the regular season this year. True. So they have played really well against the Kings. But if out of every team in the Western Conference, I think the Kings have the most potential to make an upset.
Two things super quick, no pun intended, with the LA Kings is – they have a guy like Quinton Byfield playing on the third line, and I know he's young and developing, but the Kings have so much talent coming up too, that if it isn't this year that they make it happen, I really do think this is a team to keep your eye on for all reasons, fantasy, future bets, you know, keep your eyes on some of these good young LA Kings. But you mentioned it, if they got Drew Doughty back, how much more attractive do they become as a dark horse?
Yeah.
Because, you know, John Quick's been there, man. He's got the cups. The goaltending is not going to be an issue, which is so huge come playoffs. If there's any goalie in there that can steal a game or two, it could be John Quick. So if it wasn't for Nashville being my pick for the upset, I was obviously going right to the Kings, because also you said it, bang on the money. Cuckoo Mike Smith, although is playing great right now in back-to-back shutouts, I believe. Not shutouts, but I believe he's won 3 in a row. Anyway, that's probably not good enough. Not good enough potentially to get even out of the first round. I'm going to explain what I think about Nashville in one sec right around the break. Before we get to big-time bets, before we get to DFS selections, I need to tell you a little bit about Built Bar, mostly because they're delicious, but secondly, because they make you feel good before and after the gym. Hammer one of these. They are low calorie, high protein. Replace the candy bars with Built Bars. It's just better and healthier. You've heard it from me before. It's time to get in shape, people. It's 2022 and it's beach season. Most Built Bars contain only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 net carbs. Compare that to the Doodoo candy bar. Come on. 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. Nobody got time for that. All the flavors Built has are delicious. This is what keeps me coming back every time. Raspberry cheesecake, banana, cream pie, churro, salted caramel, you name it, they got it. If they think of a flavor, they will come up with it. They make it healthy first. Sorry. Taste good first and healthy second. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, you have to check out the Locked On Now Podcast, nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. You don't want to miss out on all the highlights. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this podcast. So like Flip said, if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. So thank you so much for that. All right, Flip, let us know about the Nashville Predators. Are they going to upset the Flames?
Let me just get a little sell going for you here, because I know before I even say anything, you will admit the Calgary Flames are one of those teams that,
yes,
for whatever reason, they look amazing in the regular season, and they just fall flat in the first round. The last three trips to the playoffs, they've been bounced in the first round. And what I wanted to just highlight quickly is the last time they were bounced was to the Dallas Stars, a team that reminds me a lot of the Nashville Predators' makeup. One really good line, couple of good D-men, and hopefully to get a real hot goalie going. UC Saros has been that goalie this year, Steele. And if we're talking about someone being able to steal one, why not UC Saros, who's been solid this season for the most part? Don't get me wrong. There's been a couple games in there where I've been, and I have Saros in another platform. He can be shaky. He's a goalie. Anyone can. But for me, the difference in this series, we know Calgary got Toffoli, right? They loaded up. They have an awesome forward group. And Johnny Gaudreau, no one really better this year. Sure, a couple of guys, but you know what I'm saying. He's in that Hart Trophy conversation. When a team has that in the regular season rolling into the playoffs, that can't be denied. But man, do the Nashville Predators have a piece of their own in Roman Josi. And this power play unit, Steele, deserves some love as the sixth best in the league. With that top line of killers in Duchesne, Forsberg, and Johansson, with Josi on the back end, Calgary better be careful, because if they spend any time in the penalty box, this team will burn them. And that's where, to me, the potential lies for an upset, because don't get me wrong, Markstrom has been great this year. Calgary looks good. The back end has played way better. We talked about Anderson. We talked about Noah Hanifin. So they deserve their credit. But I don't know, man. You know I love me a little bit of this Predators team. Well coached, good franchise top to bottom. And with Josi playing as good as he has, to me, really, could have been an X factor. UC Saros is an X factor, in my opinion.
Yeah, and this is probably the third potential playoff matchup that is my favorite going into the postseason, right behind the Blues, Wild, and the Rangers, Penguins as of right now.
Yeah.
These teams, the Predators and the Flames, are very evenly matched. You said it, Jakob Markstrom, UC Saros are absolute studs this year. Some great scoring from their top two lines. The bottom six have a lot of physicality and grit to their game.
Yes.
This could be a very, very physical an aggressive matchup.
This series has 7 games written all over it.
Yep.
That, in my opinion, is the definition of a 7-game series. And I'll leave it at this before we go to DFS Steele. Both games they've played this year, and they play one more before the end of the season, which is, should be a juicy, juicy one to watch. Both games went to overtime. Flames won both games, one in a shootout and one in the dying seconds of overtime or a minute left or something like that. Again, playoff type hockey already. Yeah. This has 7 games written all over it. I love that you're on this as well. And I think this is should be a great series, and I hope it happens.
Yeah, everyone has to keep an eye on for this matchup going into the first round of the playoffs. However, neither of these teams are playing Friday night, so we don't have to worry about it right now for DFS selections. 4 games on the schedule for Friday. Ottawa Senators and the Columbus Blue Jackets, the first game of the night, and that's exactly where I'm heading to. I know it's not a playoff atmosphere type of game. I feel like this could be a very high-scoring affair.
Yes.
I'm going with the top guys, though. Patrick Laine, Zach Werenski, Josh Norris on the Ottawa side. I'm also going to throw in Sean Corrali in there as well, a very cheap option on the Columbus Blue Jackets line. Yeah. He's been very solid for them pretty much since the trade deadline, a little bit even before that. He's been picking up a couple of points on the bottom six forward group. So I think that can be a very cheap option to help your DFS.
Man, you're going in your bag for this. I like it. we're in the dire stretch here, and we're going to have to get a little creative. But you know, talking about those Ottawa Senators gets me going. And how good has Josh Norris looked?
He's been great, man. He's been
great. How good has he looked? And I know I took a little bit of heat for him at number one, and maybe he could have been in another spot for our top centerman under 22 or 23, whatever it was. But that guy can score. And every time we talk about him and every time I see him in a good spot against like a team like a Columbus Blue Jackets, you have to hammer this kid, especially on DFS, because he also dishes it.
It's funny, man, how over just a span of, I know it's been a while since we did that episode, but over a span of a month, let's say, how things can quickly change. Because now looking back at that list, Josh Norris should definitely be in my top five. Trevor Zegras should not be at one. It should be Robert Thomas because he's an absolute stud. My top five definitely needs to be changed up a little bit. Josh Norris needs to be in there.
Me too, but that's okay. Hey, that's why, hey, stay tuned, man. Lots more coming. Also, I think I had Jack Hughes at three.
You had him at three, I believe.
So anyway, interesting times, and I think you can't go wrong looking into a game that should be high scoring from both sides.
Yeah, I think that should be a high-scoring game. The second matchup I was looking at is the Colorado Avalanche versus the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers being at home, so I am favoring them right now. Also because Colorado has a lot of injuries to their lineup. I believe Mikko Rantanen is day-to-day with an illness. He was out Wednesday. He potentially could be back for Friday, so definitely keep your eyes posted for that. But Devin Taves is out of the lineup. We know Gabriel Landeskog is out of the lineup. They have a couple more injuries as well right now. They didn't play well against the Seattle Kraken a couple nights ago.
They lost.
Yeah, they did lose 3-2. It didn't help for my puck line pick.
My bad.
So I'm definitely going with the Edmonton Oilers in this situation.
Nice.
Obviously, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Zach Hyman, those type of guys. If you are looking for some cheaper options, though, from this game, Arturi Lehkonen, Valeri Nichushkin, JT Compher are the three guys I'm looking at, especially JT Compher. He's really stepped up in the last couple of weeks. But because Lehkonen and Nichushkin are playing on that top line with McKinnon, there's bound to be some points there.
And Nichushkin has been one of those kinds of fantasy guys this year that if you had him in your league, you probably are sitting pretty because that is such a nice, nice boost of offense from a guy that you definitely weren't expecting that much from. So, you know, kudos to anyone out there who was on him early this season. But look, Steele, where I'm looking tonight, and where I'm probably going to spend most of my budget anyway, is on the top guns of the Washington Capitals. The Arizona Coyotes have let in an incredible amount of goals, and I mean an incredible in a really awful what the HE double toothpicks is going on kind of thing. How about this, man? Over the last eight games, the Arizona Coyotes have let in 47 total goals. In eight games of hockey, I am unsure what's happening down there in Arizona other than a whole bunch of really bad hockey. So I'm going to save the rest of that breakdown for my big-time bets tease. But the amount of goals that they're scoring right now, Washington is clicking offensively. And the amount of goals being let in by the Arizona Coyotes, take your pick with any of the Washington Capitals forwards. And thank me later. My info is on Twitter, and I am open.
So you're clearly going with the under in this game, right?
I actually might take the Coyotes. Stay tuned for big time bets.
Hey, so, maybe they put up some crooked numbers again, like they did a month ago. But we'll see. We're gonna get to big time bets very, very soon. But where you should place those bets: BetOnline.net. They are your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of Major League Baseball season. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sport wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. Bet Online, where the game starts. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcasts, which also includes YouTube. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there, and it helps us out so much. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. And we just appreciate you guys so much. So thank you.
True.
Big time bets coming up right now. Flip, you're definitely taking the under in that Coyotes Capitals game. I know you are. Yeah. You took a couple. We'll see what happens. I'll get it going this time first, though. My first pick of the night, and it's my lock of the night, actually.
Yes.
I'm taking any time assist from Connor McDavid. I just think because he's Connor McDavid, and you've been hitting the McDavid assists a couple of times with the Crosby assist. Those guys, every time you pick them, they hit. So I've got to go with McDavid any time assist for my first pick of the night, as well as I'm taking the Oilers on the money line against the Avalanche. Mm. I just think being at home, the injuries to the Avalanche lineup, they haven't looked good the last couple of games. So I'm taking the Oilers.
There's also something to be said, Steele. The Oilers are still very much fighting for positioning in that division.
Yes.
What
yes.
does Colorado have to play for? They're up by, what, 10, 11 points, maybe more? I don't even know. Like, we can check because I'm obviously bad with my numbers. But you know that this is a spot that Edmonton has a lot more to play for. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. The Avalanche are up 13 points right
13,
now.
13 points. There you go. So I love that spot. Also, I appreciate the respect on all my McDavid and Crosby anytime assist success. The odds aren't always the greatest, but hey, if you're just hammering those with concession, there's some money to be made. Speaking of which, I have two picks coming from the same game, and I'll save those for after I hear from you again. But Seattle Kraken deserve a little bit of love, who have played pretty good over their last three, winning all three, beating the Colorado Avalanche. But like I said, the Avs are ready for the playoffs, and I'm not putting too much stock in that one. Minnesota Wild at home, man. I know it's probably Cam Talbot in the cage on Thursday night. He looks like the confirmed starter, so it's probably going to be Marc-Andre Fleury on Friday. But, man, has Flower been solid since joining the Wild. 6-1-0 and a .922 save percentage since joining the Wild. I would have been comfortable with either goalie because Talbot, I think, is something even more crooked, like 14-1-1 or something.
He's good right now. He's a best goalie in the league. Deserves
some credit there. But look, Minnesota is a great home team. 27-7-3. And I'm just thinking this might be a spot where Minnesota absolutely obliterates the Kraken. The Kraken might be feeling themselves a little bit too much coming off these wins. I'm going mini on the puck line, -110.
Love it.
I'm not even concerned having to lay that next number. Mini should spank them around for another 2 points. They're neck and neck with the Blues at 103 points each heading into tonight. So give me the Wild on the puck line, Steele.
Hey, I absolutely love that. That isn't one of my picks, but definitely going to be one of the bets I put down Friday night. My last and final pick. I'm taking the Capitals on the puck line. Like you said, the Coyotes are just letting in a crooked amount of goals right now. They look absolutely atrocious. And this is a little bit of a side note. I don't know if you saw, but I believe the Coyotes just released their tickets for their, you know, new arena they're playing in. No. And absolutely ridiculous the prices that they put down. A little side note, but yeah, I'm taking the Capitals on the puck line. Flip already said it all. The Coyotes are just very bad.
And thank you for teeing that up nicely for me, my friend, because my second pick is the Capitals on the puck line as well. The Capitals have a lot to play for here. If they win Friday, I believe they will take that third spot over from Pittsburgh, depending on what happens Thursday as well. This is an easy 2 points, should be, for a Washington Capitals team that is scoring in bunches right now, anchored by, guess who, number 8, Alex Ovechkin, one of the greatest players to lace him up, if not the greatest goal scorer of all time, aside from Wayne Gretzky. That's a fact, and that is a juicy one. He has goals in 7 of his last 8 games. My second pick, Caps on the puck line, -140. But my lock of the night, I'm going right to the grade 8, baby. Give me Alex Ovechkin, anytime goal scorer. I say he pumps at least one into the cage. He has 21 career points in 21 games against the Arizona Coyotes in regular season action. I don't know how it would have ever been postseason with the Arizona Coyotes, so there you go with that. But I'm feeling this one in a big way, Steele. 2 puck line bets, 2 really good teams in the Washington Capitals and Minnesota Wild. And give me some Alex Ovechkin because he has been so, so good over the last week and a half. Best Russian in the game, according to Mr. Roden.
He is the best Russian, and I absolutely love how fired up you are when it comes to big-time bets. I loved every single bet you've made tonight. Wild on the puck line. Anytime goal from the grade eight puck line from the Washington Capitals alongside me. So let's reiterate it. Let's get focused a little bit. My lock of the night, once again, anytime assist from Connor McDavid, Flip's lock of the night, anytime goal from Alex Ovechkin. I love when we have simultaneous player props for our lock of the night. They usually both end up hitting for us. So
let's go.
Let's, cross our fingers. Hopefully it does for Friday night.
Yep.
And everyone out there, definitely listen to Flip's picks. He's been absolutely hammering it. On fire. Wild puck line. Caps puck line. Alex Ovechkin anytime goal. Also look out for the Oilers Friday night because they really need a big win as they battle for, like Flip said, positioning in their division. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. If you want more gambling advice on what you should pick, but for not just hockey, make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. You don't want to miss out on all the highlights, all the content we have coming up, especially as postseason is around the corner. We're going to get into some hot debates about playoff series, who's going to win them, who's going to take them. Flip and I are going to have a bunch of side bets going. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets tonight, and we shall see you back here again on Monday.
Peace.